Hello, and welcome to Transformation with Anne Moriah, where we explore the art of designing a fulfilling life and business. I'm Anne Moriah, and in today's episode, we're drawing wisdom from one of history's greatest artists, Michelangelo, and what his creation of the iconic statue of David can teach us about entrepreneurship, leadership, and intentional living. You don't need to be holding a chisel to carve out a masterpiece. Sometimes your life is the marble, and the art lies in revealing what's already within. So let's dive in. Michelangelo approached a block of marble that had been discarded by others. Cracked and considered unusable, most saw it as a failure. But Michelangelo famously believed the statue of David was already inside. His job was simply to remove what didn't belong. There's a profound truth here for us as entrepreneurs. Let's explore some timeless principles drawn from his process and how they can help you sculpt your own masterpiece. So the first principle is strip away the non-essentials. The first step Michelangelo took was to chip away the excess. We need to identify what's unnecessary in our life and business. Simplify. Let go of distractions, old habits, or offers that no longer align. What's left is what truly matters: your core values, your brilliance. The second principle is see the whole picture. You see, Michelangelo didn't just see a torso or a limb. He saw David, whole and complete, before he even started. It's always important to develop a holistic vision. How do your health, relationships, and businesses interconnect? When you see the bigger picture, your decisions become more intentional and more aligned rather than fragmented. The third principle, immerse yourself deeply. Michelangelo did not multitask. He entered deep focus, the kind of presence that turns your efforts into excellence. And so, if you can carve out time for deep work, step away from the noise. When you're fully immersed, your creativity is sharpened and your output is elevated. So, that's the third principle. The fourth, disrupt what no longer works. Michelangelo did not cling to the marble's original shape, he disrupted it. So, what does this look like for you? Be willing to question your own systems. Do you have outdated strategies? Do you have old beliefs? Let them go. Innovation often begins with disruption. Principle five, recognize hidden potential. Michelangelo saw David in what others deemed a reject. Look again at what you've been overlooking. It might be a skill, it might be a market, it might be a relationship, even an idea you've shelved. Greatness is often hidden in plain sight. And the sixth and final principle, break it down. Even the grandest statue was carved one stroke at a time. You probably have big goals. Break them into bite-sized, manageable steps. Focus on the essentials. Progress is made bit by bit. Build a strong foundation upon which you build the other parts of your life and business. Michelangelo's masterpiece didn't emerge overnight. It took vision, courage, patience, and trust in the process. The same is true for you. Whether you're building a business, navigating change, or redesigning your life, the masterpiece is already within. You're just chipping away at what no longer belongs. If this episode sparked something for you, I'd love to hear about it. Share your thoughts in the comments, connect on our social media platforms, and tag me so we can connect. If you're ready to go deep into designing a business and life you truly love, visit my website for information on our business incubator, and details are in the show notes. Until next time, keep carving with courage as you continue on your transformation journey.